Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Joanne Thurman. I'm going to be your hostess for today, standing in for Pastor Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. It's my great privilege to come before his people once again, welcoming you to another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory be his name. I'm going to start off with a song, then I'll bring in our scripture. Venus. Good morning again. This is Joanne Thurman, and it's my pleasure to be standing in for our pastor, Alfreda Bradford, today. I'm going to read a scripture that's been on my mind all week. It's funny how God works in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to read John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood. This scripture has been on my mind all week. And this is what he has brought forth for me to speak on today. I'm going to also do something new today for me. So I'm going to... go into prayer, then we'll have the word. Glory be to God. Holy Spirit, overflow. From the depths of my belly shall flow living waters. Please anointing, fill our spirits. Let your presence, O Lord, reign in us. Because it's now, right now, that we need you. It's now in this prayer that we beseech you. Our only love cometh from you. You are the way, the truth, and the eternal life. And you still want us, in spite of ourselves. Help us to fall in love with you. We don't really understand why we're so important to you. Even angels don't have the relationship we have with you. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Thank you, Lord. All the answers will be revealed in holy time. We need your forgiveness, Father, for the way we act. Think, talk, walk, feel, speak. Forgiveness, Lord. Forgive us, Father, for turning our backs on you to do our own thing. We come to you humbly. Even in our distress, we worship you, Christ, our Lord, even magnifying your name. And thank you again, sir, for your blessings towards us. It's another day's journey, and we're glad about it. Coming to you at the end of the day, looking over what good and bad we've done, and you let us so dearly leave it on your altar and letting us come in this morning. You've allowed us to come to your mercy seat for even more guidance in the hope to get it right. Glory, hallelujah. We even thank you for the angels that you watch over your flock at night, to give us that rest that will come to restore us, Father, and that you give us in the morning, that we wake up and we feel so refreshed, and you let us come here at 6 o'clock for our morning breakfast, Father. You let us relax, and we were peaceful in our sleep. You had us on your mind when you carried that old rugged cross to Calvary. Every lash you bore was for us. Every drop of sweat had our name in it. You knew, Lord, that we would need you as our Savior, and so graciously you died for our sins. You washed us clean, Lord, down in our core where we might still have that sin that weighed us. We might still carry that one thing or lust that we might keep us from you. Now is the time. This is the place to exalt your heavenly Father, your amazing grace. You are the awesome God of our salvation, the hope in a weary land, our peace in the midst of the storm. You are sunshine on a cloudy day, our endless love. Glory, hallelujah to your God. All our hallelujahs belong to you. Jesus, our Prince. We need a word from you, Father. Lord, we're holding onto our faith to your unchanging hand. You continually lift our heads to seek your face in times like these. Sometimes it looks bleak. It seems hopeless. There's no help we can find. Then you bring us back to you. You let us know it's all about you. It's just a test. Striving for perfection in you, Lord. Your word is a true shield and buckler in our lives. Where would we be without you? We shudder to think. Help us to keep falling in love with you, God. Where there is completion, where there is wholeness and contentment. In your will of obedience, lead us. Help us in weak areas because we're so hard-headed. Don't let us listen to our own foolishness or be worldly because our ways are death. Keep us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Hold us up, Lord, where we get so weary, worn, weak, or sad. Let us have the joy of your salvation, the sweet taste of your love. Is good all the time. Thank you for keeping our eyes to the hills. You know our coming ins and our going out, an expected end and a promise. You are the way in the promise. Miracles are raining down on us, even as we pray. You never broke a promise or crushed our fragile dreams. You're a wonder. That's something beautiful is happening in our lives, a feeling of hope mingled with admiration and fascination. Glory, hallelujah to you, our King. The angels cry, holy, holy. Even they stand in awe of you, marveling at your sight, God. There is none greater. There's not a friend like of the lowly Jesus. No, not one. So, Father, on that note, I'm going to seal this morning prayer of giving thanks to you, Lord. Bless this service as I come to you, Lord, in a new way, Father God, for me. We invite you in, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen and amen. As I said, I'm standing in for Pastor. A little bit nervous because I'm doing a new thing today. God said he'll do a new thing in you. And I'm giving him praise and honor and glory. I had looked over some of my notes when Pastor asked me to stand in. And I wanted to do some of the writings that I have, but he kept bringing me back to this. I said, Lord, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And I looked over the notes that I already have, you know, because I usually read my sermons. But he says, this is what I want. Sometimes we want to do things our way. But God says, no. Now is the time. So this one is a bunch of notes that I've taken. I'm going to just bring it to you naturally. And it's called God Said This Is Good. And it's sort of like from the scripture that I've been feeding on all week. In the beginning was the Word from Revelation 1. God created the world. He created everything, and he said it was good. Everything that he made when he made us, he said it was good, and he was happy about that. He looked at us and he said, "Oh, this is good. This is good stuff." And he just wanted to visit with us and talk with us and make things good for us, and that's what he did. When he created man, we were without sin, and we just wanted to do everything with him before we were tempted. He made the stars and everything, and he created the world, and then he made man special. We were his special creation. He saved the best for last, which was us, and he made us in his own image. We weren't made from evolution like the scientists said. He made us out of his own image because he said, "I wanted y'all to be special." He wanted us to be a reflection of his love and of his holiness and have a little bit of his glory on us. He just wanted to just make us so when he came and visited us, we could feel some of his glory. Because when you're worshiping God and you're getting in his spirit, he just gives you that perfect peace. And when his spirit moves in you, you can feel it, and it's such a good feeling. And he wanted us to have that. And that's why he made us unique. And he wanted us to have fellowship with him. And that's why he made us special, just for him, for his visitations. He made us sinless. We didn't have any sin. He really made us holy. He wanted us to have some witness with a heart of love and a will to do right. He didn't want us to have to do anything. We just go out there and get whatever we wanted. But then you know what happened. We were corrupted. We were tempted. We had that weakness. Sin crept in with its ugly face, and we needed redemption. We needed to be renewed from the moral sin that came in and stripped us perfection that God had made us in, and the emotions and things that we didn't know about, because all we knew was God. He had to make the sacrifice to come down to restore us back to him. Glory be to God. We had power of choice. So much it came in with the sinful move, and now we have to make choices, right and wrong choices. But nevertheless, we have choices. But he sent us a first mind. He always does things so excellent, where even though he gave us choices, he sent us a first mind, which is the right choice. But us, here we are stubborn. Here we are trying to think for ourselves. We're weak. The flesh is weak. We can choose to follow our first mind the right way. Or we struggle with choosing something else
listening to our own self and go the wrong way, which is sin, we get in trouble. But glory be to God. God's going to fix all that. But we have to be careful with our choices. We have to listen to our first mind, because that's our mind of God. That's his protection. He's shielding us. Even though we messed up, he's always there. His love still covers us. But we have choices. See, because when God made us, he said it was good. He said it was good. And he's watching over us in everything we do. Because that great love that he has for us never wavered. He doesn't change. God is changeless. His love never wavered from us, not even an inch. A godly family is God's utmost priority. He wants us to live holy. He made a personal covenant with us. And he revealed himself through his love and kindness and his concern and his nearness and his presence and his relationship. He keep revealing himself. He proves himself in our lives over and over and over. He has proved that he's all-powerful. He puts things in us to help us create. But everything that we've done, everything that we've learned, everything that we've made, created, medicine, instruments, machinery, computers, he put that in us. And then we produce, but it was him that put it in us. And he can look back on it and he can say, it's good. Because I put that in him. It wasn't us. Because everything that's created, it was God. Hallelujah. He's created the creator with a caring covenant relationship, even though we might take it for granted. We take so much for granted. Even our prayer life, we take that for granted. But that's okay, because see, God has a second plan. Because he has praying grandmothers and praying fathers and mothers and praying friends and people praying for us that we don't even know that's praying for us. And even if we're not praying for ourselves, he has people praying for us and he's hearing them. And their prayers are covering us and their prayers are protecting us, because he has a caring covenant relationship even over us, because he don't want one soul lost. No, not one. Even if we're not looking over ourselves, he said, oh, their mother's praying over them, and I hear her, and I know what she means to me, and he's covering us with his blood, because somebody out there was praying for us. Even in the midst of our sins, he don't break his promise. He don't break his covenant, because he made us special. God's a loving God, and he has everything covered. There's nothing missing, nothing broken when it comes to God and how he do things. We don't have to worry about a thing, because what we think might not happen, God's going to make a way that he get the glory. He might be taking us through some things, but he's going to get the glory. And he's going to give us the blessing despite of ourselves, because through prayer. And it might not be through us. So we got to just give him some praise. We're bound to God in belief and obedience in his word. His word is absolute truth. And then he was gracious unto us to send us the word in the Bible. Hallelujah. He gave it all to us. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and he was the word. And then he sent it down to us, written down in the book. All you got to do is open it, any page, open it. I'm there. What's your need? Open the book. Read it. The answer is right there. You don't have to fumble. You don't have to look in the contents. You don't have to look in the back of the book. Open any page if you need an answer. See, this is how divine his purpose is in our life. You got a need, open his book. Whatever it is, you find the perfect answer on any page just to show how awesome God is. Whatever you stand in the need of, he got it covered. He said it's good. Glory be to God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. We have a choice to believe and obey, even after the sin. We have a spiritual and a moral or death because it occurred at once. God's life in them and their nature becoming sinful, their relationship with God was destroyed, Adam and Eve. God only wanted us to know that good depends on him. And this is why he came down. He came down because he knew it was so important for us to be drawn back to him. He said, we're his no matter what. He said, I'm coming back for you. He said, I created you. I know what I put in you, and it was good. The enemy tried to make us think that what he has is good for us, but he is a liar, the father of lies. He's a deceiver. He's trying to seek who he can devour. Destroy. That's his purpose, to see who he can take down with him. But God is good. He's love. And all he wants is us to reign with him. He wants us to come and live with him. And he's coming back. He said he's coming back. But while we're waiting for him, we have to be patient because he's coming back. And while we're waiting, it seems like sometime in the struggle, see, the enemy going to put some blocks in our lives. He's going to do some things that make us think that God's not real. He's going to send some people to talk in our ears to make this thing that God has given us seem like it's a host. He's going to send friends to talk to you. He's going to send parents that believe in things that aren't right. He's going to send religious leaders that's talking rhetoric. He's going to send false prophets. He's going to send cults. He's going to do everything in his power to turn the people away from the truth of the living God. And nowadays we have the internet, we have all the social media, we have all these things rising up against the true word and the true living God. But we have to remember that in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And we have to trust and believe the word, no matter what we hear. There's so much going on nowadays where the people are confused. And this is where our job step in, to pray, to study, to spread the word, to worship, to praise, to go out and tell the word so the people can hear what God has put in us. This is why I always say it's so good to be on this prayer line, because we are learning the truth. And then God gave us an assignment to go out to tell the world of what he said, what he wants us to let them know, that he's coming back. He's coming back for a church without a spot or wrinkle. And our charge is to let them know and to pray and never tire. Pray over the situation. Pray over the issues. Pray over our family and especially our children, the innocents, Father, hallelujah. But while we're going through something, because we're going to have trials and tribulations, we're going to have some things that's going to knock us off our feet, knock us off the block. We're going to go through some things that might be terrible, and we might have some doubts. We might run into some things that might seem like some quick fixes. But it might even seem like God hasn't acted in our lives, and it might put doubt in your life. And it might seem like it's been a long time, and you might be losing your confidence in God. He will act again and show his love and care towards you, even at the present time in your task, but it's to draw you near to God and continue in being faithful, and continue in being obedient to his holy word, and being obedient to his spirit. Just keep on from Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6, it says, hope and trust in God's ways, because he's concerned and he loves us. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he'll strengthen your heart. He said the Lord will perfect what concerns us. He said his mercy, he said, oh, Lord, it endures forever. He said, forsake not the hands of the works of his own hands. He won't forsake us. He won't leave us. He's perfecting some things in us, even through our trials. He'll never leave us. He's only taken us through the valley of the shadows of death, just through it. He's carrying us through some things because he's perfecting our character. He's taken us through some things so we can help somebody else that might go through those same issues of life, and we might can help them through. And then we come through stronger. We're bolder. We know not to do these things again. And if we do them, God forbid, we know that we can look to God and say, God, you brought us out that one time. And I know and I trust that you'll bring us through against me. Glory, hallelujah. His word is to trust in God's word, even if it seems humanly impossible. Try to live a righteous life. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Hallelujah. Because the purpose of the gospel is to bless us with salvation and his goodness. But we got to be obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. But you have to remember, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have trials and tribulations. But God's still working on our behalf to accomplish his purpose. It's God's mercy working to bring his will and his purpose back to him. After we sin, we have to repent. We got to keep asking God to forgive us every day. God, we've done something that's it's ungodly. We've thought about some things. We've done some things. We've wanted some things. And we got to keep saying, Lord, forgive us because we're weak. But he's our strength. And when we overcome some of the things that we wanted or some of the things we're struggling with, we're getting stronger. We're getting stronger each and every day. And that's helping us on our Christian walk, on this Christian journey. And as we get stronger, we're helping our children get stronger. We're studying more. We're seeking him more. We're striving for better things. And God's looking down on heaven. He said, it's good. We're looking towards him, and he's directing our path. And we're trying. He's not giving up on us yet. New babies are being born every second. So he hasn't given up on us yet. Hallelujah. We're thanking you, Jesus, because after it's all over, if we keep looking to him, if we keep trusting in him, if we keep praying and studying and spreading his word and inviting his spirit to come in, and when we don't know what to do, and not going to friends and family and just trusting in him and just giving our all to him and leaving it there, taking our burdens to him, keeping in prayer and fasting and listening to his word and turning on that gospel music and talking it over with people that know him. Not taking a phony advice and guarding our hearts. You can't tell everybody your business. Well, you got to tell somebody, tell it to God. Change your way of thinking. Sometimes we have issues and problems. We got to call a girlfriend. We got to call a cousin. Sometimes people don't have your best interests. And you got to stop talking to people and change your mind and talk to God about it. Because he understands us. He made us. We belong to him. And once you start talking to him, he's going to give you that wisdom and that understanding and that compassion because he loves us so. He's going to change your way of looking at things. He's going to open your eyes and your mind and refresh you. He's going to heal you through in and throughout. And he's going to give you the confidence that you need, because we don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. Girlfriend can't do it. Your father, mother can't do it. Only God can save us. He's our salvation, our righteousness. He's our forgiveness. He's our joy. He's the only one. He's our hope. He's our help. He's God all by himself. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. The Word was God. Hallelujah. When he made us, he created us, and he said it was good. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He said he'll do a great work in us. Hallelujah. I'll do a great work indeed. Your heart is pure. Your energy is fierce. Your outlook is set. You know what you want. God is pleased. He's blessing. He teaches. His loving kindness for you swells in his chest. He'll pour you out a blessing, his children. He gives great things. He'll take care of your steps. Be patient. Watch as well as pray. Take his word to your heart. Learn it. Live it. Be it. He'll show you a miracle in your lifetime that you won't believe. His grace and his peace are upon you. He'll do a new work in you. That is why he's given you so much. And when much is given, much is required. Seek him in all things. He's all powerful. When he made you, He said, that's good. His word is true. All that he say, he'll do. And he set a goal in you. He set it in. He put it in your mind. Reach for it. Reach. Reach. There's no half-stepping when you do it God's way. So just keep pressing for the mark, for the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. You can't lose if you do it God's way. Because when God made us, he said, it is good. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for the word. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, for using me for your glory today. I didn't know how this was going to orchestrate, God. Thank you for a new thing, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the opportunity and privilege to come forth to your people. Jesus, you're a good God. You're an awesome God. You're an incredible God who deserves our incredible praise. Let the words of my mouth and the edification of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, God. I love you. Amen. Peace and grace are with that word. Now, there might be somebody on this line who don't know God, who don't know the joy of knowing Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, their personal friend, their personal loved one, their personal guide in this life, in the toils and trials and tribulations that we go through, but all is not lost. Because once you invite Jesus in, there's a change, and it's marvelous. Take my word for it, because I wasn't all like this. I was a sinner. Oh, I was a sinner, but I was saved by his grace and his mercy. And look at me now, brand new. The old Joanne is changed. He even gave me a new name. I'm Johannes now. And I wouldn't go back for nothing. So now I'm opening up the doors of the church, really, the doors of Christ. All you have to do is confess your sins. Open up the heart and let Jesus come and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. But I've heard your word, and I know that I need you, and let him come in. He's at your door right now of your heart, and he's knocking. Just open up your heart and receive him. He'll wash away all your sins. Put him in the sea of forgetfulness. They're all done. He won't even remember them. And he'll change you and make you into a new creature. And the life that he has in store for you is wonderful. And then just confess your sin. Tell someone, I've received God. Let them know that you've accepted him. And then let someone know and find a Bible-believing church. And start reading his word and get to know him for yourself. And your life will never be the same. And now, once you've received him, we're rejoicing. Congratulations. You're a part of the family of Christ. The angels are rejoicing. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the new souls, the new converts. Thank you, God. Father God in heaven, we thank you for those that have accepted you right now, God. We're thanking you for the covering over their lives. We're thanking you for the new beginnings, Lord. We're thanking you for the blessings that are in store for them, God. We're thanking you, God, for what you have in store for them, for the lives they will touch, Lord Jesus. We're asking you for protection, God, for direction, Lord, Father God. For now the enemy is upset, Father, but don't let them sway to the left or the right. keep them in the due bounds of your great mercy, Father. And, Father, thank you for letting me be able to do your will, Father God. Father, thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. And now, I thank you so much for coming today. I hope you enjoyed the service. Come back again tomorrow. Hopefully, Pastor will be feeling better. I usually do a song, so I'm going to bring out my hymnal and whatever page my mama picture is on is what I'm going to sing for you this morning, hopefully. My morning voice don't sound too bold. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No, none join me, still I will follow. No, no one join me, still I will follow. No, none will join me, still I will follow. No turning back, oh no, no turning back. The world before, behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, oh no, no turning back. This has been Joanne Thurman, standing in for Pastor, our shepherdess, Alfreda Bradford today. God bless you all for coming in and chiming in to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. We'll be with you tomorrow morning. It's 5 o'clock on Facebook for our morning prayer, and tomorrow morning again at 6 o'clock. This is Thursday. We'll have a prayer altar at 12 o'clock and at 9 o'clock. Do join us for our prayer, for our altar of prayer. Prayer changes things. And Pastor always says, nothing begins until someone prays. And I'm sure there's plenty on this line that stands in the need of prayer. So bring your prayer request. We pray and our prayers are answered. Miracles are happening on this line. So I beseech you to come back with your prayer request. Tomorrow night, I do believe, is our praise party. And God has put it on my heart for us to pray, put a praise on it. Whatever we stand in the need of, put a praise on it in Jesus' precious name. So now I'm going to seal our 6 o'clock program, our Breakfast of Champions, in the name of Jesus, most holy and gracious Father God. We thank you for today. We thank you for this morning's early rising. We thank you for coming down with your Holy Spirit, showing up and showing out as only you can do. God, I'm praying that your people were blessed by the word, by your spirit. Oh, your majesty, you're wonderful, and you're wonderful to us. Bless your people, Father, in a special way today. Keep us, Father God, in the due bounds of your mercy. We travel in mercies and your divine protection. Bless those that are healing. Bless those that are in bereavement state. Bless the war-torn country, Father. Bless our leaders. Bless those that are driving us to and fro. Bless those that are standing in the need of prayer. And most of all, God, Bless those that don't know you in the pardons of their sins, Father. Give them the will to know you and to want to know you better, because you don't want no souls lost, no, not one. So, Father, I'm closing this prayer, crushing the head of the enemy, because Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled. You, Jesus Christ, is King of kings and Lord of lords forever. Glory, hallelujah. We love you, God. Please accept this prayer, because it's in your matchless name that we give it to you, God, in love with you. Thanking you, Lord, for loving us first and loving us best. Glory, hallelujah. Now, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, both now and forevermore. And God's people said amen, amen, and amen. Peace and grace be with you. Have a wonderful day. Amen.